This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hey, hey, all you Swifties out there. This is episode 106 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. My name is Adam.
I'm Diane.
Steve.
And Michelle.
Hey, hey, Michelle's back. Welcome back to the Taylor Talk studios, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Sorry.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back.
I'm going to start that game with you again.
Oh, no. Here we
go. All right. Anyway, we got a great episode planned for you guys. We're going to be chit-chatting with you about the Victoria's Secret fashion show and the ACAs this episode.
We broke the curse.
We did break the curse, Steve, but we'll get to that in just a sec. Real quick, because 13 Days of Taylor is still going on, just wanted to recap all the awesome products you can get from the Taylor Swift online store during the 13 Days of Taylor holiday promotion. So, should we sing it, like, on the first day of 13 Days of Taylor? Taylor gave to us. No?
I mean, you know what? I'm going to make you do it.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
Do it. Do all of them.
It should be, it's on the first day of Taylor. That's how you started out.
All right, on the first day of Swiftmas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to tell you guys, because my singing's so hit or miss. Some people love it, and some people are like, I never want to hear Adam singing again ever.
I thought the turkey song was pretty impressive myself.
Thank you. All right, anyway, I'll just bust through these really quick, because they're not really the main discussion for today, but it's definitely worth recapping. Day one was the Taylor Swift fragrance flight with all three of Taylor's fragrances. Day two was the Cat Ear headbands. Day three was the four album pack with all four of Taylor's albums. Day four was the best day of the 13 Days of Taylor. That was the Red Tour lithograph, which we got to unveil for you guys. Yeah! Woo-hoo! That was awesome. Day five was the red jersey zip hoodie. Day six was the red sunglasses with a case. Day seven was the return of the squirrel pajamas. Day eight was a tour book pack where you got all three of the tour books from each of Taylor's tours. Day 9 was the holiday album with the red and gray rubber bracelets. Day 10 was the treacherous Tervis tumbler. They call it a tumbler? That coffee cup?
Yes.
Yes.
I call it a coffee cup. It's really cool, though. Anyway, day 11 was the black sequin Keds, which got to be unveiled by our friends over at T-Swift on Tour. Those are super cool. They're giving away a pair of those. Definitely check out their Twitter account for details on that. Day 12... we don't quite know yet because we're recording on day 11, but Taylor Nation did give us a hint where it says, fill in the blank for a clue of tomorrow's amazing feature deal. And the way it's worded is it's got blank with two empty spaces after it. So we're assuming it means blanket, but if you guys are listening to this on the 12th day, you're probably going to think we're either geniuses or stupid for predicting that one. Hopefully geniuses. I hope. I hope. Anyway, so like I also mentioned, day four was the Red Tour lithograph. That was our day. We're going to be giving away one of those as well as a Taylor Swift poster. You can definitely check out Taylor Talk 13, our Twitter account, for details on that and how to win, because it's, well, it's pretty cool. It's actually a really cool lithograph.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is really cool. I love it.
And if you are buying something from the Taylor Swift store, that is store.taylorswift.com, on checkout, you can enter code TaylorTalk, all one word, TaylorTalk, and you will get a free red album poster with your purchase of $10 or more, which is pretty sweet. These promo codes are awesome. Go enter code TaylorTalk with any purchase. And in case you're wondering what you can find from these 13 Days of Taylor, because I went through it kind of quick, set up a shortcut link for you. If you visit TaylorTalk.org/13days, it will redirect you to Taylor Swift's online store. That does not go to our Taylor Talk website. It goes directly to Taylor Talk's online store. Just redirect it as a shortcut for you. Just a little trick. I thought it was kind of cool.
Good job.
Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. It's not often you compliment me. I appreciate it when you do that.
It makes it more important when I do compliment you then.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair point. I'll take it. All right, so as we kind of hinted at earlier, Taylor finally won some ACAs, American Country Awards. It's American Country Awards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right. Despite being nominated in, well, every year since the show started in, what, 2010? Is that what we said? I think that's when it started. So she won Song of the Year for Highway Don't Care along with Tim McGraw and Keith Urban. And then she also got the Worldwide Artist Award, which is, I believe this was the first year they ever offered that award. And Taylor won it, which is kind of neat. Taylor was not in attendance because she's in Australia touring right now. So she said via satellite, "I'm so sorry I can't be with you tonight, but I'm so thankful that you decided to give me this ACA for Worldwide Artist of the Year. Appropriately, I'm on the other side of the world, which is why I can't be there." Of course, that wasn't her whole speech. That was just the my favorite part of it, I guess. Well,
it makes sense, though, if you're in somewhere else in the world, sure. It almost seemed like that award was kind of forced, though. Like, the Pinnacle Award for the CMAs is the real deal for a country artist that has transcended the world and has shared country music with the world. This is just kind of almost, dare I say, a ripoff?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it almost seemed like they made this award just so they could have her on the show.
Well, like, we've talked in the past, Diane, on past episodes about how award shows are not actually about giving awards. They're all about bringing in ratings for the network that they air on. So, yeah, that probably is more or less it. They're like, "Oh, let's just finally, after all these years, let's just give Taylor an award already. We don't like her that much."
She's so famous, we might as well.
Get the Swifties off our back.
Well, and she's the first person to have received this award, right?
Yeah. Yes. It's the first time they had this award. So that was kind of neat. But that's not our main discussion today. So why don't we move on to the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which happened on Tuesday night, right? Or it aired Tuesday night, sorry. We promised you guys a discussion on this about a month ago or so when it actually happened. It finally aired, so we got to see Taylor's performances. But before we get into the performances specifically, why do you guys think Taylor did this show?
This is a hard question to answer because I'm honestly surprised that she did it, because when I think about Taylor Swift, I don't think about lingerie. Like, you don't really connect the two.
Don't put two
together.
And two.
No. And so
22?
When I heard she was...
Ha ha, Steve.
No, Steve, no. but when I heard that she was going to do the show, I was surprised and I didn't quite understand. But then I was thinking that so many people watch this show from like all over the world. So it's possible that she did it just so she could get herself out there. And I mean, not that she's not already out there, but just out there more and in lots of people's minds.
I'm sorry, did you say Taylor Swift is out there? Like, this is the first time I've ever heard of her was when she performed at the Victoria's Secret.
I know, she's really famous.
Yeah. Oh, is she?
Who is Taylor Swift anyway?
Ew. But it definitely gets out of the Taylor Swift bubble a little bit. But I think that's kind of Taylor's general movement right now, not just as an artist, but just as a person, is she's moving out of her comfort zone and experimenting and trying with new things that she just wants to do. It's more of a want than a need at this point, because she doesn't need publicity.
No, she really doesn't. And then one of her best friends was in the show, actually, so... I mean, that could be why. Like, she just thought, hey, this could be a cool thing to do with my friend.
Yeah, that's Lily Aldridge, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lily Aldridge.
I would agree with Diane. I was surprised that Taylor would choose to endorse something like the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, because I feel like she is always telling her fans that what's important is what's on the inside. And Victoria's Secret kind of seems to me to... have like the opposite message of that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Michelle. Like, when I was watching this show, I mean, obviously all the girls are beautiful, but
that depends on your definition of beautiful, Diane.
Yes,
that is a fair point. Thank you for saying that. But if you look at them from like the neck down, they all have the same body. Like, they have the same thin legs, thin arms, super flat stomach. Like, it's not necessarily showing beauty in all types of forms, which are the kind of people that buy those clothes, you know, like, it's just one specific type of look.
But here's the thing,
kind of unattainable.
Here's the thing to keep in mind, Diane. I like that you pointed out that it's unattainable. And I think part of the thing is there's always this, I guess, misconception on the definition of beauty. That's why I said it depends on what you find beautiful. But the way I look at these Victoria's Secret models is actually the same way I look at the economy. You know how with the economy, they're always talking about the top 1%, right? Mm-hmm. That own most of the wealth. You got these billionaires that just have absurd amounts of money. And in this case, these girls with these bodies that people are defining as beautiful, I think one of the things you have to keep in mind, they're the top 1%. You know what I'm saying? They're such a small minority that you can't compare yourself to that. That's like me comparing myself to Bill Gates. Like, of course I'm going to be depressed.
I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. I even think of, like, athletes as another prime example that we watch a lot of sporting events, yes, to see what the athletes are doing, but we almost visualize ourselves, like, if we would be to that level. Any of the stores that you go in, they always have chiseled bodies and everything else when they're showing off the clothing, and you desire to be like that. You don't have to be like that. You can desire to be like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. So I think keeping it relevant, though, Steve, our question that we're asking here is, why would Taylor endorse something like that? Because one of the things that I think is pretty universal among her fan base, when people ask, why do you like Taylor so much? One of the things that's universal, oh, she's so relatable. But she's endorsing something that none of us can relate to. Do you see what I'm saying? So it brings up the question, is Taylor still as relatable as we've always claimed she is?
I feel like since she's done this show, like, she put herself on a different level. Like, when I watched her up there on stage with those models, like, she looked like them. You know, she was tall, she was thin, and she was on par with those models. And to me, like, it put her in, like, this almost, like, kind of like a godlike status in a way. Like, she was so high up there that I was just like, oh, well, she's not like me anymore.
You know, that is originally how I looked at it too. But then when I actually watched the performance, it was the same old Taylor up there, you know, having fun, goofing around, having a great time performing. So, you know, to me, I still feel like she is just as relatable and accessible as she's always been. Maybe not in, you know, some of the moments where you see her next to the models and you're like, oh, she looks
one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's interesting, though, Diane, remember when Jessica Hart made a comment about Taylor not fitting in with the models?
Yeah, that was awkward.
Oops. I thought she fit in pretty well.
Yeah, there was high fives. There was smiles. Holding
butt smacks.
It was cool.
Yeah,
there was some butt smack.
That was interesting.
And I feel no guilt in saying that because Taylor did it. If Taylor did it,
right?
You know, I can mention it.
Right.
Not going to sugarcoat that one. But it's funny, too. Like, you know, I want to move on to the actual performances. Her performance with Fall Out Boy and then also her Honey, You Were Trouble performance. But I want to preface it by saying something interesting. This morning I went into work. I do have a job. Anyway, so the first thing my employer says to me, because he knows that I do this podcast and he knows that I love Taylor and things like that, is, did you see that Victoria's Secret fashion show? And I was like, actually, I have it recorded. I got to watch it later, but that's not the point. I have since watched it. And I was like, why? And he's like, you know, I wasn't a Taylor fan before, but after watching her performances, she is amazing.
Nice.
So,
a new fan.
Yeah, a new Taylor fan. So I guess it does serve its purpose, didn't it? Watching the Victoria's Secret fashion show became a Taylor fan by watching it. So let's talk about those performances, I suppose, because obviously they were good enough to make a new fan. She opened the show with Fall Out Boy, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark. She just sort of was a featured singer on that. What did you guys think?
I mean, I think she rocked it. Like, there's nothing else I can say besides, like, she was so confident when she walked out there, and I was just blown away. Like, she did a really good job.
I thought her vocals were just spot on. I was so impressed.
Even with the Fall Out Boy one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when she was singing with them at first, it was okay. But when she went for her solo part of that song, it was just boom, right at you there. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was very confident. It was, you almost have to think about how much pressure that whole show is. especially with the Victoria's Secret models and everything else like that, that has to be pressure on someone like Taylor, and she just went out there and nailed it.
Yeah, definitely. And what about that costume, huh? What was it, like a British flag? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Was the show in the UK?
No, it was in New York City.
So yep. Why was she wearing a British flag?
Was it that section of the show was kind of British themed?
Yeah, yes. They have different themes throughout the show.
Yeah, like one was like a Parisian Nights, and then you had like the shipwreck one, and then the snow angels.
Okay, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't actually watch the entire show. I really fast forwarded through to just see Taylor's part, so I don't know a lot about the show itself.
Oh, that's too bad. You should have watched the whole thing.
I already deleted the recording. To be honest, I really wasn't that interested in it. I was more interested in watching Taylor perform than watching just the same thing over and over. I mean, the outfits, the girls. Like, what's the point of the Victoria's Secret fashion show? Like, what's its purpose?
I mean, that is a whole nother conundrum there. Because what I
word
noticed,
of the day, conundrum.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What I noticed from watching it is the camera and the shots were so fast that you couldn't really see what exactly the full thing was that the girls were wearing, like, you know, with the wings and the bras and whatever the heck they had on. So it almost seemed like, were the costumes even the point? I don't know.
I think it's the fun of it all. It's almost like their award show in a way. It's to show off some new stuff, to have a lot of fun, and bring in some good music. That's a great combination, I think.
Well, I watched it for the first time, I don't know, 3 or 4 years back. And comparing it to the one this year, I think it's become more of something to showcase pop music than it used to be.
I'd have to agree with you on that. Yep.
That's possible. And mm-hmm. You'd had all the different artists. Fall Out Boy and Taylor were the only ones I had heard of, actually. Did you?
Yeah, there was a guy on a piano. I forget his name.
A Great Big World. I know that because I watched The Voice and he performed on that show.
Okay, Michelle's like all over that question because I know she loves The Voice.
I do.
That's a good song too.
And then who was that girl group?
Neon Jungle.
Neon Jungle, okay.
Who I had actually never heard of before, but I think they're British.
Hmm. Okay.
Cool. So the I Knew You Were Trouble performance, absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Like, she changed it up at the end, and I don't know how to describe it. If anybody listening hasn't seen the performance yet, we'll definitely get the YouTube video of it up on taylortalk.org/episode106. You'll want to watch it. She tweaked, like, the end some, and I don't know exactly. I mean, can somebody come up with a description for that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do, and if I could sing, I would do it, but I'm not going to do it for you guys.
She just sang it differently, and I almost...
Yeah, it was, like, higher with a different, like, focus.
Almost like
on,
she
like,
harmonized it or something. I'm not sure what she did there, but it was cool. It was really cool.
I'd venture to say that it was better than the original version.
It was better than the original, which makes me look forward to her next CD more, because I feel like her vocals have just gotten so much better, and this performance was proof of that. Like, if that's how good she is now, imagine how great she's gonna be when she comes out with her next CD next year.
That's something I really enjoy about Taylor, is she's always trying to better herself, and you can really see the evolution of her and her music over time.
Here's an odd question for you guys. When we saw all the paparazzi photos of Taylor constantly going to a dance studio in LA, do you think she was prepping for this performance?
Yes, because if I was going to be on those stage with those girls, I would work out like crazy. So I don't blame her.
Yeah, that's fair.
So in that case, do you think by doing this performance, we were talking earlier about why do we think Taylor chose it? Do you think she was just giving herself yet another challenge?
Heck yeah.
I really think that's the reason for it. I don't think it's because she's necessarily endorsing their lifestyles. I mean, there have been articles circulating. Obviously, I'm not friends with any of these Victoria's Secret models. I don't know them. But there's definitely articles circulating about the unhealthy lifestyle that they have to live in order to have those very thin bodies and things like that. And I don't think Taylor's necessarily endorsing it. I think she was just trying to challenge herself to something again, because when you're Taylor Swift and you're about to turn 24 years old and you've already accomplished what she's accomplished, she's always got that question in her head, what next?
Right.
I mean, she's already accomplished more than most people ever will in their lifetimes. So I think this show was more about that than anything. It's just like, hey, I've never done this before. Why not give it a shot and see how I can do?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Chalk a point up for Adam there.
Thank you. Thank you. So Taylor's costume for the I Knew You Were Trouble performance. Love it? Hate it? Anywhere in between?
It was gorgeous.
It was. It was what? Like a sparkly silver dress? It actually looked very similar to something you would see her wearing at one of her own concerts, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, very true. Except I liked it was a little more shimmery than sometimes she has more of the, I don't know, like the...
More sparkles? Or
more yeah. Like this was more like a mirror.
Yeah, this was a lot of bling.
It was kind of close to almost like a mirror ball or something like that, like at a discotheque.
A mirror ball?
Well, a little bit. Except it looks like it broke because it's all like different fragments and that. But it's a very pretty dress.
I liked it too, but I think I actually liked the British flag one better because it was different and I thought it was creative.
I thought the British flag one though was tacky.
I didn't like the hat. That was
That's true. Weird. The hat. I liked the dress though. With like the long train and how it was short in the front.
Yeah. I like the silver sparkly one better. But to each their own, you have your opinion, I have mine. So, okay, going into this show, Diane and Michelle both, I remember speaking with each of you, and you both kind of had your reservations about watching this. You were afraid that you would feel bad about yourself after the fact, and you're like, why is Taylor doing this? So after seeing Taylor's performance on it, have you changed your tune about the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
I don't know if I necessarily have changed my tune. I wasn't as emotionally affected by it as I thought I was going to be. Like, when I first saw pictures of her aunt on stage with them, to be honest, like, I felt really bad. Like, I thought this show was gonna make me, like, I don't know, just want to go off the deep end. But I watched it and I don't know, I was okay. I don't know why. I wish I knew why.
Do you think it's because your love for Taylor is greater than your hatred for skinny girls in skimpy outfits?
No, I don't hate them. I'm jealous of them. That's what it is.
You're what? Sorry?
I'm jealous of them. I don't hate them.
Yeah, but again, going back to my analogy earlier, that's like me being jealous of a billionaire because I don't have as much money as they do. Like, you're talking about girls who are in the top 1%. It's unfair to compare the average person to one of those girls. It's not fair.
That is true.
It's not fair, but the problem is to get to their level, what the average person would have to do there, it can be detrimental to your body. That's the difference.
Well,
unless you're going to be a billionaire by robbing banks, which would also be detrimental.
Well, and I'm 5'4". I'm never going to be like 6'2", no matter what I do.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not going to be my height?
No.
I'm sorry. That's a shame.
I personally... I don't necessarily dislike it as much as I used to, like the Victoria's Secret fashion show in general, but I'm not sure that I would watch it again if Taylor wasn't on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it again either. This is the only year that I've ever watched it, and that was because Taylor was on it.
It's the only year I've ever watched part of it, and I only watched Taylor's parts.
You guys didn't watch last year with Justin Bieber?
No.
Oh, I bet Justin Bieber was in heaven.
Probably. And he was like, what, like a 19-year-old boy then?
I guess. Oh, he couldn't even go out for drinks after the show with the girls. Poor Bieber.
Actually, there was one girl last year who was 20, so she couldn't go either.
Okay, so they could hang out in the kids' room together and drink some orange juice.
That does bring me to one little quick point, though. One thing that was nice about Taylor's performance, she didn't take away from the show, because that's one thing I've noticed some of the performers in the past. It's kind of almost about them and not about the Victoria's Secret models. They kind of seem to take center stage, and Taylor just was part of it. And that was really kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, she did really seem to get really into it. Like a lot of the backstage footage, she was hanging out with the girls, making friends, and they all seemed to be getting along pretty well.
Right.
Yeah, so that is nice.
I actually have a different feeling. I don't think she did this on purpose, but I think compared with her performance with some of the ones before, like the camera was on her like almost the whole time. Like to me, it almost seemed like it was her show with the models as backup rather than the other way around.
I agree with that, and I think that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Diane, also likewise, like we were talking about with the award shows earlier, Taylor was there for the network to bring in ratings. Because like you guys pointed out, three of us on the panel here, Michelle, Diane, and myself, have only ever watched this year because of Taylor. That was their intent.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're hoping, I'm sure, to retain some of us. They would like us to come back next year, but
right.
I don't know if that's going to be the case, for mm-hmm. us at least. So one last thing before we wrap up our discussion, and that is something that came out not that long ago, but we haven't quite discussed it yet, and that was the promotional video they did with the Victoria's Secret models lip-syncing the I Knew You Were Trouble song. They basically made a music video out of it, and I don't want to get it too deep into it, but I just want to know what you guys think of it, really.
I thought it was kind of cool.
It was kind of neat, right?
Yeah.
I liked it. It seemed like they enjoyed the song. I think that's part of it, is they had as much fun as Taylor did performing the song. They really liked the song.
Yeah, they could have used any song, really.
Right, but you get more into it if you really like the song. And obviously they did, to make a whole lip sync video about it.
I actually did not see it. Do you guys think I should watch it? Is it worth it?
It might be worth one watch.
Okay, I'll have to check it out afterwards.
Taylor's in it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not the point of it. That video is right, not Taylor, right. It's just her song. But right. If any of you guys are like Michelle, we are going to have that video up for you on taylortalk.org/episode106. That way you can watch it. But for now, we're going to wrap up episode 106. Aw, I'm crying.
Aww.
It's over already?
It is. Aww. It is, Diane.
Oh, I had fun.
Oh. Well, did you want to keep talking? We can keep going if you want.
I don't know what else we talk about.
Well, then I think we wrap it up.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. So remember, guys, we need mini segments for our next episode, episode 107, which we'll be recording this upcoming Sunday. So get those in. And how do you get them in, you ask? I'll tell you. Sorry if that was cheesy. Just sort of flowed.
You're always cheesy.
Thank you, Diane. It just flowed the way it did. But anyway, okay. If you want to submit to the mini segments or just contact us in any way, shape, or form, offer us feedback, whatever you want to do, you can always email us to taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us, all to Taylor Talk 13. You can ask us a question on our Ask FM account. That's ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. U.S. and Canada, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message to area code 240-31-SWIFT. And for those of you in the rest of the world, you can go directly to taylortalk.org and click that send voicemail button on the side. You can leave us a voicemail directly in the web browser. And as far as I know, that actually works for mobile, too. So if you have an iPhone, iPad, anything else, visit taylortalk.org, and you'll be able to leave us a voicemail from there as well. Woo! I said that fast.
Woo!
And if you forgot any of that, remember, guys, taylortalk.org/contact. That has all our different contact methods. You can reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you guys. But for now, we have to bid you adieu. But before I do that, I thought of one more thing.
Oh, what?
And that is a reminder that the 13 Days of Taylor promotion is still going on until December 13th, Taylor's birthday. Don't forget her birthday.
We didn't even talk about that.
What?
Yeah, it's her birthday in a couple days. We didn't say anything.
Actually, by the time this episode comes out, her birthday is tomorrow.
Oh.
Happy birthday Taylor. Oh. Happy birthday to Taylor.
Wow. I think we've lost every single listener right there.
Happy birthday to Taylor. Happy birthday to Taylor.
Whoa.
I think at the end of there, Adam, you reached a sound that only dogs could hear.
Yes. Happy birthday.
More like bats.
Thank goodness.
Happy birthday, Taylor. We love you.
If we would have heard it, I think our eardrums would have shattered.
Happy 24th, Tay, in Australia. Not even in your home country for your birthday. Such dedication. That's awesome. But anyway, I got totally off topic. If you are going to buy anything from the 13 Days of Taylor promotion, remember, guys, upon checking out, enter code Taylor Talk, all one word, and you will get a free Red album poster with your purchase of $10 or more. And it's really cool poster. But now for real, I'm going to say goodbye to you, all right? So for episode 106 of Taylor Talk, Taylor Swift Podcast, this has been Adam.
Diane.
Steve.
And Michelle.
Saying have a great day, guys. We'll see you on episode 107. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.